Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Today, to start this episode off, I want to talk about the four quadrants of knowledge. And so imagine like a four squares, right? So at the top two squares, that's the known world, the knowledge you have, the things you know about. And the bottom two squares is the unknown world. It's the things that you do not know about. So we have things we're aware of and understand, right? This is our competence. This is most likely the thing that we're actually building our business around, or the thing that people hire us for as an employee, whatever it is, the things we are aware of and understand. On the right, you have things we are aware of, but that we don't understand fully, right? And so, for example, I get into business and I realize that I have to do bookkeeping. I'm aware of it, but I don't know how to do it. And every time I try, I suck at it, right? That's not me. That's not my genius. And so things we're aware of but don't understand are things we probably want to outsource for the most part, right? Or we have to really struggle through. Then we have on the bottom, we have the unknown boxes. Things we understand but are not aware of. This is like blind spots. It's like things you could probably do or you would probably do, but they're outside of your awareness right now. And so you're not doing them. And then in the bottom right is the most dangerous box. And this is things we are neither aware of nor do we understand. It's what we don't know that we don't know. Now, in the entrepreneurial game, we talk a lot about remapping your mind as an entrepreneur and how you navigate the world. One of the most important things you'll find is that it's really important to leave space for that bottom right box, things you do not know that you do not know. And here's why. As an entrepreneur, because you're putting on all of these hats, the learning curve is steep. And if you don't learn, you'll fail. Like the stakes are driven by market feedback. And so you do have to learn enough things within enough amount of time to keep the business going. And I think that bottom right category, things we don't know, are... I think that's the reason that 95% of businesses fail, right? Because they're just not aware of what they need to do. And if they were aware of them, they'd probably do them, right? If you don't, you just fail because you're lazy. But most people don't fail because they're lazy. They fail because they don't know what the hell to do. And so this is where wisdom can really help us, right? Socrates, the wisest man in Athens, as dubbed so by the oracle at Delphi, was simply because he was so readily aware of what he did not know. It's not just about admitting what you don't know. It's actually about adopting a level of humility that makes you teachable. I think on last year's Maxims, I talked about the Zen koan where a professor came to inquire about Zen Buddhism. And so the Zen master listened to the professor talk for a minute, and then he started to pour his tea. And when he got to the top, he just kept pouring, and the tea kind of all flowed out. He just kept pouring. And so then finally, the professor's like, stop, it's full. No more is going to go in. And then the Zen master said, yes. And just like this cup of tea, you're so full of your own ideas and preconceived notions that anything I tell you isn't going to be received because it's not going to fit. And so one of the things you realize that you have to do as an entrepreneur is take your pride, take the part of you that wants to be self-made or thinks they're self-made or whatever it is, whatever your cross, whatever your thing is, crumple it up in your hands and look at it, but then throw it away and discard it because it's not going to serve you going forward. What's going to serve you going forward is to assume that everybody around you knows something that you don't know. It's to assume that that the market is telling you things. And this is how the world really is, right? And this is why humility can be so beneficial, because the world is always telling you things about what you don't know. And the market is always responding, right? You have a great idea how you can help people and you bring it to the market and nobody buys it. The market's telling you something. Now, if you've already assumed that this is a great idea and there's no room for improvement, it'll be very hard for you to learn what the lesson is. It might be timing. It might be the way it's packaged. It might be the way that you're communicating your value proposition. And the real problem, though, is that it might be an unlimited number of things. And so you're going to realize that what you have to do is recognize that this category of what you don't know is far larger than everything else that you do know. And it's the category that could sink your ship, right? And so adopting a sense of humility, being willing to hire coaches, being willing to outsource what you're frustrated with, what you don't understand, what takes you forever, can be really, really beneficial. You know, one of the things that I believe is that we are punished to the degree that we like deflect wisdom. And another way you might say this is that we're not punished for our sins, we're punished by our sins. And so you might think about it like the person that's micromanages, right? They hire people and then they micromanage them. Well, one of the beauties of being part of an organization is that, as everybody knows, two brains are better than one, right? And so you get an opportunity to be a part of something bigger than yourself, more expansive than yourself. And so you have access to knowledge and wisdom and experience of other people that you don't have. And so it can be really beneficial if you learn to mine it correctly and you don't micromanage those other people. And so if you give them the autonomy that they need in order to work and, you know, bring their specific unique genius to the task at hand, then it can be really beneficial. But the way that that will really punish you is like if you micromanage and you don't trust anybody to do any job ever better than you could do it, then what happens is you knowingly keep your own growth just at the size of you. And one of the best things about an organization, you know, the reason that humans have them in the first place is because we can get much more done when we're part of a broad network and we have resources available that are beyond ourselves. And so it's just worth understanding, we all come from different places, but some of us have a real hard time letting go of any kind of control. And fair enough, because you're building something, you're authoring your sweat and equity into something, like you're putting your soul into something. You want that thing to be returned. And it's hard too, because like we talked about, I think on Monday, or I think it was on Monday, like people just aren't gonna care about this thing like you do. Or we talked about it yesterday. People just won't care about this thing like you do. You do have to have a little faith and a little trust, and you know, you've got to work on your vetting process and how you bring people into your economy, because not everyone gets an equal seat at the table when it's your organization. But it's worth understanding that if you don't ever let go of that control, you'll never be able to grow bigger than yourself, right? And so you will be punished by your own inability to trust other people. Because that category of what you don't know is so huge, it's worth at least acknowledging and then adopting a level of humility that makes you teachable, that allows you to be open enough to actually learn what it is you need to learn to become the person that you need to become. This is also a byproduct of just how humans think about the world. This is how our consciousness actually works, right? So think about it this way. Our consciousness is selecting. I know I've talked about this on here before, but maybe you're new, whatever. Our consciousness is pulling things out of the whole stream that is reality. And the way that it works is by focusing on certain things. Now, unfortunately, when you focus on one thing, it leaves everything else out. And the more focus you demand on that one thing, the more of the rest of the world that you're not seeing. And so you imagine the entire world of infinite potential falls outside of your awareness. And potential can be negative or positive, right? So it could sink your ship or it could be exactly what you need. And so when you're looking at something, which you're going to be, right? We talked about being sort of front sight focused when you're the gunner and not the patrol leader that's like up looking around for the plan and helping like direct the action in the big picture. When you're stuck on that thing, and this will happen as a business owner because you're working in your business, you're providing services, you're working with clients, you're you're actually doing the job that your business does in the world, it's worth understanding that as a byproduct of you doing that, there's an entire other world out there that you don't understand. And so leave room for that, be open to that, so that you can channel wisdom and so that you don't end up dying on the hill of your own pride or just your own inability, right? And the good news is, because we iterate ourselves to success in this world, even if you do, right, learn from it, reflect on that, reflect on how what you don't know can be the best or the worst thing in the world. But the way that you position yourself to that category says a lot about what kind of business owner you'll be, about what kind of services you'll be able to provide for people. And so I wanted to talk about this because, you know, when someone hires us for a job and we don't know something, and we can actually kind of claim ignorance, and people are kind of forgiving of ignorance, right? But the world isn't. People kind of are, because we know, like, we're ignorant, and, like, I don't know, you'd see it in the military all the time. Like, I didn't know. Like, new guy kind of comes on. He's like, I didn't know to do that. And you're like, all right, asshole, but you give him a little bit of, like, leeway because you're like, well, you know, I was new too, and I know there are things I don't know. That's all fine. But as a business owner, right, if you're thinking entrepreneurially, the world isn't going to be forgiving of ignorance. Your business will just fail. And so you don't really have the option of claiming ignorance. So you're better off assuming ignorance and then living your life in accordance with that and being willing to do the things that we've been talking about on this episode, which is outsourcing a coach, which is hiring people to help. You know, the whole thing that this way of life is going to demand of you. But just understand, what you don't know is the thing that can most likely hurt you. And that doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing, right? Because there's been millions of entrepreneurs before that have been really successful. There's been tons of successful people in businesses. And this category has always existed for all people. And so it's not about necessarily apprehending the entire world you don't understand, though you will have to apprehend a lot of knowledge, right? Because you're gonna have to learn a whole new way of being in the world. The other thing that's worth understanding, though, is that other people succeeded, though they also had the kind of finite awareness that you have, which did make them ignorant of the rest of the world. And so if you can assume the right disposition of humility and willingness to learn and openness to receive, you will find that you're much better off when it comes to thinking entrepreneurially. I love you guys. Have an amazing Wednesday. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.